This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. military says two American service members have died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our report.
The military is not providing much detail, but a statement said the cause of the crash is under investigation. Preliminary reports not indicating it was caused by enemy fire. However, the Taliban claims to have downed a Chinook helicopter during fighting with, a spokesman says, the invaders and their hirelings. The U.S. military has dismissed the Taliban claim as false. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The congressional impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump resumes an hour from now on Capitol Hill, in what could be a pivotal day of compelling testimony. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Before President Trump tapped Gordon Sondland as the EU ambassador, Sondland was the founder of Providence Hotels and a million-dollar Trump donor. Now he's a key figure in U.S. policy toward Ukraine. A National Security Council aide has testified Sondland told him President Volodymyr Zelensky would have to publicly announce investigations into President Trump's political foes to free up U.S. military assistance. Sondland had also said he can't recall the details of a July 10th meeting with U.S. and Ukrainian officials, in which witnesses say Sondland offered a coveted White House visit on the condition of a public announcement of corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel says its military carried out a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. This in response to rocket fire on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights yesterday. A British-based monitoring group said the air assault killed 11 people. The Israeli military says its fighter jets hit a number of targets near Damascus, including Quds Force surface-to-air missile installations, warehouses, and bases. Syria claims its air defenses destroyed most of the incoming Israeli missiles. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks said to be providing financial support to the Islamic State terror group. Syria, Turkey, Afghanistan, and several other nations have been targeted. U.S. officials said since the raid that claimed the life of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi last month, Washington has stepped up its efforts to undermine the group's financial capabilities. Bolivia used armored vehicles and helicopters to unblock access to a gas plant Tuesday after blockades by supporters of ousted President Evo Morales cut off the fuel supply to the capital, La Paz. At least three people have been killed, 18 injured, in the clashes between protesters and police. Some Bolivian cities are beginning to report shortages of food and fuel because Morales supporters have blocked highways and cut oil pipelines. It is estimated that a quarter of the world's pig population has died this year following the deadly outbreak of African swine flu from China. Australian scientists say it could be another 5 years before there is a vaccine. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports on the fear factor.
The virus has been spreading rapidly through Asia, and outbreaks have been reported in East Timor, one of Australia's closest neighbours. The disease is devastating pig populations in several countries. It's highly contagious, and there is no cure. Scientists have been working on a vaccine for 60 years, but because the African swine fever virus is so large and complex, it is an immense task. At the Australian Animal Health Laboratory in the state of Victoria, researchers are hopeful of a breakthrough, but concede an effective treatment for ASF could be at least 5 years away. The laboratory's director is Dr. Trevor Drew.
I don't think I ever really expected African swine fever to spread with such ferocity.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney, Australia. Amnesty International says Iranian security forces have killed at least 106 people in nationwide anti-government protests since Friday, but the Tehran regime has not released any official numbers. Iranian authorities extended an almost complete shutdown of internet access into a fourth day to stop people from sharing images of the protests with the outside world. The demonstrations were sparked when the government abruptly raised the subsidized price of gasoline by 50%. Pope Francis has arrived in Thailand for a trip that will also take him to Japan. The purpose, says the Vatican, is to offer a moral boost to the tiny Catholic minorities in both countries. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.